The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
This morning, my husband, DJ Automatic, changed my entire day in the most positive way. Let me explain. Good morning. My name is Dana Cortez. This is the Dana Cortez Show.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
I'm dying to know what I did.
Oh my gosh, it was so simple. So we were in the elevator and we're going downstairs to our car and he just says, "You look so good today. You look cute." And I said, "Really?" He said, "Yeah, you're very 90s.
Oh, yeah, because you're with your top on. It was very."
And then I was like, "Oh, really? You think so?" And he's like, "Yeah, it's like, I don't know, back in college, except I didn't go to college." But I was like, whatever. I understood what you meant, like that 90s vibe.
Yes. I've been seeing a lot of like, you showed me that video of that girl that dresses like her mom did when she was in college.
So incredible, right?
Because that's what it reminded me of right away.
Because she was in college like in late 90s, early 2000s. And that whole vibe is big right now because, and I've talked about this, that movie right now, it's a series rather, it's called Love Story. It's about JFK Jr. Yeah. and Carolyn Bessette. 90s is like everything, but I've always dressed like the 90s. In early 2000s, I've never come out of it. So, but it wasn't just that. It's that he said, "You look nice." And that just made me feel, I've been walking on air, made me feel so good.
Wow.
I've literally been just floating. I floated and haven't you noticed? My much better, better attitude.
I was going to say, you're still Dana Cortez.
Okay.
Look, sir, we do have to work, okay, Mr. Chatty Patty over there. Otto comes in here and wants to have full-blown conversations with producer Jack. I'm like, I got to work here, guys.
Does that mean that you yelled at them for talking before
I did not yell. I was so nice about it. I was like, hey, guys, I got to get to work because I'm in such a good mood.
Anthony knows all about that yelling.
Whatever,
Otto. Well, Automatic, kudos to you. May every man in a relationship or a happy marriage take that note. Start off the Tuesday with
Anthony.
A nice small compliment.
It goes cost so you nothing. You didn't have to plan it. And it was so impromptu, which made me think, did I look bad yesterday? Because you didn't say anything. Of course, my brain starts going down the road.
I've been on a roll. You got that new little hair thing and I was like, wow, look at your hair. It's not so frizzy.
So... Wow, that's how Otto normally compliments me. It's not so frizzy. So I asked Otto, I gave him a coupon. I said, you know what I want for Christmas? I want the Dyson hair tool. And it has 8 attachments and you can get it at this price. Did I get that? No.
Because that's such a boring gift.
Not for me, Mr.
I got you something that you'll have for the rest of your life.
I love my present. It was way better than the Dyson hair tool.
Thank you.
But it's basically a hair dryer. I used it yesterday. And I came out of the bedroom, and Otto's like, "Your hair looks way less frizzy."
which I meant in the most sincere way.
And I didn't even put any product in it. I used this tool. I should throw that up on Snapchat and on Insta. Because I bet a lot of people are wondering, should I spend this money? Ladies, it is so worth it. If I can use it, because I'm a hair dummy. My poor kids, my girls, I have 3 girls, went to school looking crazy. I don't know how to do hair at all.
I used to do Ava's hair like Steven Seagal.
Oh, my God.
I used to call it the Seagal slick.
It looked like a cow licked the top of her head. I'd be like, Otto, why is she at school like this? Even I did hair better than that.
That's all I knew how to do.
You are in a roll with the compliments, and you've made me feel good. So thank you so much. And you didn't even you just said it this morning. I was like, oh, my gosh, I'm feeling myself. All right, what do we have for National Day, Anthony A.?
We'll take a moment to shout out the boy moms across the country. Oh. It is National Sons Days, honoring all the sons around the world.
My daughters, I only have 3 daughters, never had any boys. They all said, you should have had boys because you don't know how to do our hair. And we had to suffer all the way in school. I was like, I'm sorry.
Shout out my mom. She had 3 sons.
Yeah, shout out to your mom. Yeah, for sure.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Juan Corona, who lived in Sacramento Valley. We're going to talk about him in today's Crazy Crimes of Passion, True Crime Stories in under 5 minutes. Now, he came to the U.S. in the search of the American dream, which everybody comes to this country for. He began working on farms as a child, and his tenacity paid off. He went from field worker to a supervisor and a contract laborer.
Feeling like I'm not going to like this guy.
Well, what no one knew was this man, Juan, who was entrusted to hire farm workers, remember that, had been committed on several occasions to the state mental hospital by his own family beginning in 1956, where he underwent electroshock therapy for months for schizophrenia. He was in and out of mental institutions until the 70s. So now we're going to fast forward to this peach farm where he worked at. The owner of the farm was walking around his land and he saw this open hole dug near a peach tree. He went back later and it was covered. And he called sheriff's office because he said it looked like a grave.
Not all is peachy.
No, not at all. Authorities began to look around the land, searching the property, and they dug for days, discovering 25 corpses.
Oh.
All stabbed and slashed. One was actually shot. Bills and receipts were found on these men that were linked to Juan Corona, who was the licensed labor contractor. So what would he do? He would lure them into his home where his wife would cook for them. And then he would promise them work. He would tell them, hey, let's go to the field and I'll show you what we're going to do. And that's where he would slaughter them.
So his wife was in it on
it? No, she had no idea. She had no idea.
I don't know. I wonder what's in those plates. I don't know if she just...
No, she really didn't know. So investigators found a ledger in his home hidden underneath his mattress with the victims' names inside of the ledger.
Ledger's blood, like a journal, right?
Yeah, like a journal. And blood was also found in his truck. So in 1973, he was convicted of all the murders and sentenced to 25 consecutive life sentences in prison. And he never admitted the crimes. Here is Juan Corona being questioned about newspapers reporting what he had done.
I didn't know what was in the papers. Well, this Mexican boy say they've been taking people out someplace, you know. He say, you better get somebody to a lawyer or something. See, that's what he told me. See.
So he kind of dances around. I didn't know. I just knew I needed to get a lawyer. I was being accused. In 2011, during a parole hearing, Juan Corona admitted to killing all those people.
Finally.
The parole board asked him some questions. He said, well, I commit all those 25 dead persons. They were winos, creeps, and trespassers, is how he described them. And then when they asked him if he felt remorse, he said, I went to buy the machete. I started to kill them. I had to kill all those persons one by one. I was sick in my thinking. Now, remember what I said. This man had schizophrenia. And for years, for decades, he was in and out of mental institutions. Why did he get away with this for so long? Because being a farm worker, you're moving around a lot. People don't know your whereabouts. Your family doesn't know your whereabouts.
It's a nomadic lifestyle, yeah.
It is. And these were all single men. They didn't have families.
I'm not buying that his wife didn't know about it, though.
Kind of think she probably didn't. I think about las abuelitas, like this time period. She's at home making food. That's it.
Dude,
she doesn't go out with him to the fields.
A lot of guys, you can't hide anything from your wife. Think about hiding that many
dead bodies
from your wife? No way.
Well, he hid them from the farmers on his own land for all those years. Think about how he finally discovered him. Now, photos of Juan later in life show him disfigured from beatings in prison. He even lost an eye. And in 2019, Juan Corona died at age 85 in a hospital right outside the prison where he'd spent almost 50 years of his life.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
We want to give you some free Dana Cortez Show merch. And we're looking for our contestant right now. We're playing Who's Lying? Woo! Who's lying? Why you always lying? Oh, my God. 877-730-DCS1. All right, let's take our first caller. Hi, it's the Dana Cortez Show. What's your name?
My name is Lexi.
Lexi, let's play Who's Lying. Let's do it, Miss Lexi. Okay, obviously, we want to be your new favorite morning show. In order for us to do that, you need to get to know us. So myself, Dana Cortez, my husband, DJ Automatic, and our best friend, Anthony A., will each go around the room and tell you a little bit about ourselves. If you guess who's lying, that's how you win the free DCS merch. So, I don't know if you know this about me, but I'm an accomplished concert pianist. I learned to read music pretty early in life. And even though my mom was a single mom, she bought me a piano. And I'm telling you right now, I love this piano. And the first time I played, the auditorium was just like, how old is this kid? I think I was 6 years old in front, at my recital. I still remember like it was yesterday.
Man.
Yep.
DJ Automatic here. My grandma actually used to give me music lessons as a kid. She would sit me down in front of the, not the computer, in front of the piano or in front of the drums. Or she would, she basically molded me into a little musician as a kid. And then I moved and I didn't have that outlet. And I wanted to be in bands so bad. But I was really afraid of the judgment of being in band. I was like, because I was an athlete, and like athletes weren't in band.
How
So I never joined band because of that.
What's up, Anthony A? And I was raised by my mother and my stepfather for a part of my childhood. Very loving man with a lot of soul flow influence, and he always had aspirations of me being a young saxophone prodigy. And he convinced my mom to get me a saxophone, put me in band, only for me to quit because, unlike Dana, I couldn't read sheet music.
Wow.
And, yeah, I quit band after two semesters in middle school and disappointed my whole family.
Well, somebody in this studio is telling a lie. If you guess correctly, you win the free DCS merch. Who's lying?
Oh, my gosh. This is so hard. I also did band when I was younger. I also played the saxophone. Oh, so I'm like, oh, I don't know.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I believe it was Mr. Anthony.
No,
it was me. I was telling the truth. That really happened. My mom was so mad at my stepdad. She's like, I told you we shouldn't have bought him that saxophone.
They're expensive.
They are.
And Otto, your grandmother taught you about music.
Yeah, my grandma would sit.
Rhythm.
Yeah, she would sit there with me every day and teach me about.
Girl, it was
different...
me. I was lying. I was never a concert pianist. Girl, no. Oh, I did. I did take lessons, but the best I ever did was chopsticks. I swear.
Oh my god.
That was the best I ever did. But look, I want to tell you that I'm so grateful for you listening to us. You making like us a part of your morning means so much to me.
I have been listening to y'all like for like about like 6 months now.
You listening to us is so like you have no idea. It just means the world to me. So thank you. I wish we could give stuff away to everybody, you know. But we're broke. No, I'm just kidding. That's not the case. Legal says you have
it's
to.
It's funny because it's true.
Yeah, I know.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Do you know that DJ Automatic is putting chicken fat on his face? I kid.
What?
I kid. So there's a new trend, and it's actually an old, ancient Native American secret. Beef tallow. You slap that stuff all over your face, all over your body, and it protects your skin. The thing is, you might smell like a steak, but that's okay. So Automatic thought it was weird that this new trend actually works. He calls it chicken fat.
Well, because the bottle that it comes in has a picture of a chicken on it, but then it says beef tallow on it.
So it's just farm friendly.
I was picturing this like one of those old Rocky movies where he gets something out of the freezer and then puts a big little piece of meat on his eye.
No.
He's just like, all right, no, this is not.
But
that.
It does kind of look like bacon grease from inside the pan.
Clean bacon grease.
Well, it looks like bacon grease.
Yeah, remember that thing on a stove that your mama would save and then reuse for the frijoles later? It kind of does look like that. But does it work?
It works, I guess.
I mean, you have very luscious skin, Automatic, for a man especially.
Oh. I've been told that a time or two before.
Haven't you ever had a girlfriend make you do something crazy? Before Anthony, to make it look better? What?
Let's just do it. Let's just carry out the intention there. You wanted to highlight the skin routine that you provide for your husband.
Yes.
So shout out to that. Automatic, how do you feel about your wife's and what she tells you to
lay it out there.
On?
What you got going on?
I mean, first I do have a specialty face wash. And then she's got me this like blue stuff that makes my face feel like it's on fire, but it cleans it.
It's called retinol.
Okay. Feels good.
Sounds a lot like chicken broth to me.
And then I have like this serum that I use. What is that serum?
Vitamin C. E ferulic.
Oh, but what's the other stuff though? The stuff that's like from the bean. The stuff that comes in.
Are we back to the frijoles?
Yeah. The stuff that comes in the gold bottle.
Oh, that's argan oil.
Argan oil. Dude.
That's the one. That's
there
the trick,
is,
right
dude.
There.
Argan dude. Oil, bro. Yeah.
From chicken fat to argan oil. I got you.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Kim Kardashian has officially entered into a relationship. How did she make it official? Instagram, of course. I'll tell you who the guy is after we get down with celebrity birthdays, Anthony A.
Draymond Green celebrating his birthday.
Who's that? Is that somebody Kim Kardashian ever dated?
He's another basketball player. I don't think he ever dated her, though.
She doesn't date basketball
Put
players.
Put some respect on Draymond's name,
okay? That would be her sister, Kendall. Anyway, okay, listen. She dates race car drivers, Kim Kardashian.
Now she does.
Yeah, they made
Chris Humphries.
Yeah.
She married Chris Humphries.
Yeah, that didn't work out. Yeah. So, Lewis Hamilton is his name. I'm not going to sit here and try to lie to you and tell you I know anything about NASCAR. I don't.
He's not in NASCAR. He's in F1.
See? Exactly.
Very big difference between NASCAR and F1.
Okay. To me, not so much. But they've been spotted together, right, off and on for over a year now. They were at the big game together. Now they both posted photos together. Not on the timeline, but in the stories. To me, that's official. She likes him.
Well,
she likes him.
I checked up on Lewis Hamilton. I guess he missed his teammate's wedding this past weekend.
Ooh, Otto!
To go hang out with Kim Kardashian. So all the European blogs are like, why is this guy missing his teammates wedding to go hang out with an American like Kim K.
Have you seen her?
Yeah.
Friend's wedding or Kim K?
You know? Yeah, you can pay for that horrible banquet food, or you go hang out with Kim K and her cakes. Yeah, I'm gonna give me that.
Dude, this guy's wedding was in the Mediterranean. It was he's an F1 driver. It was not a buffet food, I promise you.
No, I understand all of that, but for me, I think this is big news for her. We haven't seen her really out there with anyone since Pete Davidson. Here's why I think she's been really apprehensive.
And Pete Davidson was just recovery.
Well, I know that, but she really liked Pete. She really did, and he really liked her. But they put it out there so soon, they went all the way in. And, you know, it was not,
they
let me tell you.
Definitely went all the way in.
And let me tell you, it was not good for him. It wasn't good for his psyche. It wasn't good for her. It wasn't good for the kids. It wasn't good for anybody. She said that that breakup was really hard on her. She said, I really liked him.
They both loved really hard and really fast. I remember he got her kids' names tattooed on him. And
he had to go into psych treatment after the relationship. My God.
Yeah, that was just a bad idea all the way around.
No, it was bad because Kanye was having his moments and he was attacking him. So that's why, you know, that's why I think they've been kind of.
Kanye went crazy. Pete went crazy. Maybe Lewis should have went to that wedding.
I'm just saying, right?
Will this be the one for Kim? Is this it for her? 877-730-DCS1. I don't know. I think maybe they're about the same age.
So.
He makes his own money. He does. He's kind of in a different world. Yeah, I think so. I hope so too, Aunt. Call in or text, and we'll be back after this.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
You know, Otto, I want to talk about earlier this morning. I'm still riding this happiness. Otto gave me the best compliment. He said, you look so cute today. You look so good. You look very 90s. And I don't know. It just made me feel good. I'm watching Love Story. I've talked about this before. It's the tale of Carolyn Bessette and JFK Jr., how they met. Carolyn Bessette Kennedy. And they met and they fell in love. And so there's all this 90s aura around it. Oh. I didn't know. I always dressed like 90s. I've never stepped out of that. I stepped close in the 90s.
What reminded me of your outfit was the girl that's going on TikTok and she's dressing like her mom in college.
Oh, I love that. Yeah, she's taking photos of her mother. And then she's the same age as her mom was in like 99 to 2003. And what's interesting is the clothes, they kind of look good. Like, I'm not going to lie. I'm like, okay, we had it down.
Well, now I know all I have to do is give you a very small compliment, and my day will go much better. So here it comes. Get ready.
I don't want fake compliments. I want real compliments. Don't you feel better, Ann, when somebody gives you a compliment? Like, just something random out of the ordinary?
When they mean it.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. I don't want a planned compliment, Otto.
Yeah, no, actually, I had a small comment that actually made my whole weekend. I've been heavily on my yoga practice, and I was trying a yoga pose, a triangle pose is what it's called. And for me, it's very hard. It requires me bending down and essentially touching my ankles. And I was there off in the corner doing it, putting in all the effort by myself. And I was like, and I did it. And I felt so proud. It gave me the same sensation that you get when you successfully parallel park.
On a first try?
Yes, on a first try, dude. And I had nobody to tell it to. And then like towards the end of the pose, the yoga teacher just goes, good job, Anthony. Great triangle.
Oh,
and I was like,
yeah. Success.
It's the little things, right?
It's like when you get a gold star. Remember when you're little and the teacher would give you the gold star? Oh my gosh, you don't even know. I had the most gold stars of anybody in the class.
I felt like this past weekend was just one continuous gold star. My mom, she came to watch me DJ at one of the games. I'm an NBA DJ. And she was very much herself, where she just went around and talked to every single person there and had to tell them all that she was my mother.
I'm DJ Automatic's mother.
But I will say, I actually got Instagram messages from people where they were like, your mom is so sweet and she was so nice to me. And
random people, Otto?
Just, you know my mom. She's going to talk to anybody. Yeah, so it was nice to have so many people be nice to her and then also say so many nice things
about
her.
That's the best compliment ever. Mama showing all that love for you. You could be like, and you're not. I think you're the best DJ ever, but you could be the worst and mom's going to love you and tell you you're great at it.
I don't know. My mom would tell me I sucked.
I don't know about
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.